Have you heard from either Councilman Hill or Commissioner Baker about whether they'd be able to be on the call today?
Yes, sir. Actually, just before you chimed in, I had announced that Commissioner Baker called today or contacted us today and said she would not be here. I have not heard from Mr. Hill.
Okay. Well, my clock shows 2 p.m., so why don't we begin for those, since we do have a quorum. Can we please have the clerk formally call the roll, please?
Jose Trevino.
Present.
Brad Hill. Stephen Jones.
Here.
Vicki Baker. John Devaney.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Did anyone have any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
The agency has none.
All right. Hearing none. Are there any members of the public on the line who wish to comment at this time on any matter of relevant to the business of the board? Any member of the public? Any public comments? Okay. Hearing none, we will close public comment. Our next item of business is the formal public hearing for proposed updates to YRCAA Regulation 1. I will now formally move us into the public hearing. We will accept public testimony on proposed changes to Regulation 1, at the end of which we will close that portion of the hearing and move into the regular board meeting. During that regular board meeting, we will take action on the proposed regulation change. Are there any members of the public on the line who wish to comment on the proposed updates to Regulation 1 at this time?
Hello, this is Brad Hill.
Oh, welcome, Councilman. We are just in the public hearing section on the proposed changes to Regulation 1. I was taking second call for any comments. And last call for any comments on Regulation 1 changes. All right, hearing none. The public hearing is now closed, and we return to the regular meeting agenda. Next item of business is the approval of the consent agenda, the board meeting summary and study session summary for August, and the monthly activity reports for September. Is there a motion to approve those, or are there any questions or comments on those from members of the board?
Any time at all.
You call me.
Hello.
Have to call.
Is there a board member who wishes to make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
This is Jose. I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you, Jose. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion on the consent agenda? Hearing none, I will do the yeas and nays, just a voice vote on this. If we have any confusion, we will go to individual votes. All in favor of approving the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Are there any opposed? Hearing none, the consent agenda is approved. Thank you. Regular agenda, executive director's report. Mr. Hurley, you have a floor.
Yes, good afternoon, chairman, board members, and any public on the line. You have before yourself the executive director's report for October 2020. I've attached the first quarter of calendar year 20's Department of Ecology's Air Quality Data Report. Nothing really to talk about in depth on that. Our monitoring tech has worked tirelessly to keep those monitors for that period, which is January through March, I believe, of 2020, January 1st through March of 31st, 2020, collecting valid data throughout the year and if you throughout that quarter, and you can see the results for yourself if you want to page through that. You have the compliance and engineering table on the complaints, the NOVs, and the AODs. Nothing noticeable on that as well. And I'm moving kind of quickly because I do want to get to the air monitoring data graphs for the month of September. So clearly, as you look in the PM2.5 data for Yakima and Sunnyside, you can see that there are some breaks on the line for the federal NEP, the federal RBAM, the federal method that we provide support for via the Department of Ecology. It's kind of a busy slide this or graph this month because of the fires. As you can see, we started getting deposition, a little bit of deposition from the Evans Canyon fire starting about the 7th, oh, I'm sorry, about the 2nd of September. And that's up and down over the federal standard line up until about the 10th of September, at which point the winds had shifted, and then the Oregon and California wires started contributing to the airshed. Those will all be addressed later on, a little ways down the road, when we apply for an exceptional event, and that data will be flagged and eventually will not be counted as exceedances. And then if you come down to the next graph, the annual 2.5 data, that spike is clearly shown on that annual graph. So, again, the little spikes before the big spike is some deposition from the Evans Canyon fire, which everybody's aware of, and then we started to get the major deposition from the Oregon and Oregon and California fires. And then if you turn the page, you take a look at the PM10 data. I think last year or the year before, I think it was the year before, that was 19, where we had a PM10 exceedance due to wildfires as well. So those 7 exceedances there are all directly related to the California fires. So what will happen is that first one might be the Evans Canyon fire, but either way, all of them will be wrapped up into the exceptional events application that we make to the state and the EPA to take care of those. You have a break in the line on these graphs because at the early week of September, the site over at, across from Davis at Central Washington Mental Health was shut down because of a re-roofing project. While the state shut all those monitors down, they did put up a mobile monitor at their new offices in Union Gap to provide the county and our citizens with accurate information, air quality information, until that roofing project is completed. And we anticipate being able to the site is supposed to be accessible for the monitors to be replaced and QC'd after the 16th of October. So I'm trying to do the math here. That's next Friday. So Washington State employees will probably get that site operational either that Monday or Tuesday, I'm guessing. So we just kind of had a interesting set of circumstances where we had the fires, and then they had to pull the monitors. They had shut the monitoring site down because They had to get the roofing project done before the wet, cold winter air set in on the roof. And so that explains everything about the graphs. Are there any questions on the graphs or any part of my report? If no questions, that will conclude my report to the board.
Great. Thank you, Keith. I did not hear any questions, so we'll have your report accepted. Moving on to item 7.2, we did have a previous study session on staff compensation policies and intervals for reviews. During that study session, Jose Trevino proposed the formation of a subcommittee to look into these issues in more detail and provide a recommendation. I asked board members to consider whether they had interest in serving on such a subcommittee. I have not heard any volunteers. I do think it is a good idea. So at this point, I would entertain a motion to appoint such a subcommittee, and either I will accept volunteers or I will make nominations for members to serve on that committee with at least one other board member to serve on that subcommittee with Mayor Trevino.
This is Steve Jones. I'd be happy to serve on that committee with Jose.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve. Were there any other members interested in serving on that subcommittee? If not, then I think a procedural question, does that require a motion, Keith, or is that within my purview as chairman to simply appoint a subcommittee to work on that issue?
I think just to cover all bases, anticipated and possibly not anticipated, you should make a motion and just get a voice vote to cover it.
That was my thought as well. Is there a member who wishes to propose the formation of a subcommittee to review staff compensation policies and procedures to be chaired by Jose and consisting of himself, Jones, with Keith as a non-voter?
This is Jose. I'll make the motion to approve the creation of a committee to look at the compensation planning policy.
Great. Thank you. Is there a second to that motion?
This is Steve Jones. I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Steve. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on that committee?
John, this is Steve again, and I would like to request that you specifically ask that the committee do the work for the board and report specifically to and for the benefit of the board.
Yes, that is the intent, that this committee would provide a recommendation for action back to the board and a report. I would not propose that we specify a report date, but allow the committee to look at how long that work may take. Any further discussion? Not all in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Are there any opposed to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is approved. Thank you. Next action item, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for September of 2020.
So the board members have before them the fiscal program report for September of 2020. You have the accounts payable and payroll authorizations for your approval. The BVA and supplemental income documents are included as informational items. So we recommend that you accept and approve a minute action the September 2020 AP fiscal vouchers totaling $29,732.44 and the September 2020 payroll authorization totaling $58,216.64.
Is there a motion go ahead.
I'm sorry, this is Brad Hill. Move to approve the motion as stated.
Thank you, Brad. Is there a second?
This is Jose. I'll second it.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you. Next item of business is the updates to YRCA Regulation 1, which is described in Resolution 2020-10 in your board packet.
So if you would bear with me and indulge me a little bit, let me read the memorandum, and then I'll throw it back to the board chair. So the issue is adopting the Reg 1 update that we have taken, we being Hassan and I, have taken a little over 2 years to put together. So at the April 11th, 2019 Board of Directors meeting, we presented the board with a preliminary report for updating Reg 1. In that report, we informed the board that the regulation was updated, was updated on March 8th of 2000, and was last updated in October of 2002. Since 2002, a number of the WACs that govern air pollution have undergone numerous changes and updates, and some have even been done away with. The regulation is required to undergo an evaluation by the EPA and Washington State Department of Ecology to determine which sections are appropriate for inclusion in the Washington State Implementation Plan. You guys know that as the SIP. The last time EPA approved sections of the reg for inclusion in the SIP was 1994. The 2000 and 2002 updates, my understanding is they were submitted but were never they were submitted to the state and the EPA for inclusion, but were never, for whatever reasons, were never adopted into the SIP. Board was also informed that the agency was required to update the county's federally approved carbon monoxide and PM10 limited maintenance plans for their second 10-year period. And at that time, EPA and Ecology had strongly suggested the agency complete a regulation update prior to submitting either LMP for review and approval, and staff concurred with that. So at the March 12, 2020 board meetings, we presented the board with a draft staff report, proposed recommendation for update in Reg 1. The board also provided a timeline estimating the completion dates for various required tasks for updating the reg. Staff had proposed holding two public workshops, one on April 17th and another April 29th at the YRCA office. The first one would have been in Sunnyside. Due to obvious COVID concerns, both workshops were canceled. The agency extended the public comment period from 30 days to 60 days. The public comment period was held from April 3rd through June 5th and was advertised in the Acmo Herald and Sunnyside Sun, as well as being placed on multiple pages of the agency website. Agency received comments from Mr. Garrett Collier, agency counsel, concerning grammar, spelling, and references within the reg. All of Mr. Collier's comments were addressed and all corrections made to the regulation. The agency also received written comments from Friends of Toppenish Creek, and those comments are addressed in writing and are included in the concise explanatory statement. If adopted today, either tomorrow or Monday, two things will happen. Two things will happen. We will send the copy of the reg and a Form 103 to the State Register's office for publication in the State Register, and at the same time, we'll send a cover letter and the adopted reg to Department of Ecology, so that they can do their process for adopting, implementing the required sections, the identified sections, into the Washington State Implementation Plan. I recommend that the board adopts a proposed update to the Reg 1 by approving resolution number 2020-10.
Thank you, Keith. We can now discuss the proposed resolution just as a procedural matter. It's my understanding that while we could potentially make changes at this point, that would reinitiate the entire regulatory process that was described in your statement. Is that correct?
Yes. Any substantive changes in and out would set us back to day one. So.
Okay. So please, if you feel the need for a change, make sure that it is very substantive and not purely stylistic at this point. Is there any further discussion or questions? If not, then is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2020-10?
This is Jose. I so move.
Thank you, Jose. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of adopting Resolution 2020-10, please signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Are there any votes opposed? I thought we had everyone there, so no. Thank you. That motion is approved and the resolution is adopted. Congratulations, and thank you, Eth and Hassan, for your work over 2 years on these rule updates. That was a lot of detail-oriented effort, and we greatly appreciate all the time and attention you put into this project. Thank you very much. Moving on to the next agenda item, a resolution of recognition and appreciation for the service of late Commissioner Norm Childress. Resolution 2020-11. Keith, do you want to summarize that for us, please?
Yes, sir. As you all know, Norm Childress served a few years not only on our board as a member, but as the vice chair, and then he occupied Director Trevino's position and then moved up to the county. So in talking with the board chair, we felt it was appropriate to have a heartfelt resolution showing the appreciation for his service. And I would think that I think it would be appropriate if the chair would want to read that resolution.
Certainly. Resolution 2020-11, before the board of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency, a resolution of recognition and appreciation of Norm W. Childress. Whereas the Board of Directors of the Yakima Regional Clean Air Agency has been fortunate to have the services of a dedicated member such as Commissioner Norm Childress, and whereas Commissioner Childress dedicated himself to serving his community and the YRCAA as a member and as vice chair of the YRCAA Board of Directors, and whereas the entire YRCAA Board of Directors and all agency staff desire to express their sincere gratitude to Commissioner Childress and his family for his compassion, guidance, and strong leadership and selfless service during his time on the YRCAA board. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the YRCAA Board of Directors does hereby recognize and appreciate the selfless service of Commissioner Norm W. Childress. Be it further resolved that the YRCAA Board of Directors sincerely thanks Commissioner Childress for his exceptional service and further directs that this resolution of recognition and appreciation be recorded and permanently retained within the offices of the YRCAA. Having read that, I have now forgotten whether we have yet had a motion to adopt that resolution. I think that we have not.
This is Brad. I move to adopt.
Thank you, Brad. Is there a second?
This is Jose. I'll second it.
Thank you very much. Adoption is moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the adoption of Resolution 2020-11-11, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? I do not think so. Thank you for that unanimous support of this resolution. The motion is adopted. Is there any other business to come before the board at this time?
Just a administrative note. I know that board member Trevino has thrown his hat in the ring for county commissioner. December, his appointment to the board for that small city and town rep would be up March 31st. The Clean Air Act requires that 4 months out, which would place us in December, that the agency would mail out notifications of the upcoming completion of that term. So I'm kind of asking for Director Trevino to kind of put the anticipating him possibly moving up to start putting the bug in the small town and city's mayors for possible nomination or renomination now, just to get a head start on a little bit, because we know that we had a had to go through the process a couple of times to come back with Jose as a nominee and then as a member of the board. So that process is coming up, and one way or the other, hopefully we can get through that with a little less pain.
So, Keith, and for the board information, this is Jose. I made it official today that I am not running for that position, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, so I'm not sure they'd have to renominate you, just so that we keep it formal, Jose. So maybe it's not till March, but we are required to start putting out announcements in December. And in this case, it would be an announcement, I'm assuming, that you would be wanting to stay within, stay in the position.
That's correct.
We can talk further offline if you feel that that's erroneous.
No, that's correct.
Okay, but we must stay within the formal confines.
Right.
So it makes it easy. It makes it easy. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for that clarification, Jose. We're happy that we'll have you on the continue to have you on the board of the YRCAA. You've made my vote as a PCO more complicated for who my first choice is for county commissioner, though.
I apologize for that.
Was there any other business before the board at this time?
The agency has none.
All right. Hearing none, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Didn't think so. Motion is adopted. We are adjourned. Thank you all for your help in moving through a fairly complicated agenda today in good time. Good afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and thank you.
Thank you. Good.